remember when you first discovered that you had a special musical talent?
My mother caught me making my bed one day, and I was singing. And she said to my father that I could sing, and he didn't want to hear of it. You know, he said that Jermaine's the lead singer, not Michael. My mother said, Joe, you really should hear him sing. He can sing. He goes, no, Jermaine's the lead singer of the group, and that's it. She forced him to listen to me, and once he listened to me, from that moment on, I was the lead singer of the group. My entire childhood, I remember people always saying to me, he's a 42-year-old midget. At first I didn't understand, but what they meant was the way I, you know, moved on stage and the way I sang, like you say, the inflections or whatever.
Did somebody teach you to do that?
No, you can't teach that. You can't teach it. It has to come from inside. It's a gift, you know. Precisely going to Motown Studios to record. Right across the street from the studio was a park, and I could hear the roar of the, you know, the little league team, and they were playing soccer and football and volleyball, and they were playing baseball. And I remember a lot of the times looking back and really hiding my face crying. I wanted to play sometimes, and I couldn't, you know.
Why not? Why couldn't?
I had to go to the studio.
Show me what you can do. Shake it, shake it, baby. Come on now. Shake it, baby. Ooh, ooh. One, two, three, baby. A, B, C, baby. Don't make me, baby.
When you would be practicing, you were very heavily disciplined by your father. What was that like?
I didn't have it that hard, because he used me as the example. It was like, do it like Michael, you know. And he practiced us with a belt in his hand, and if you miss a step, expect to be
just let me go back. You just said that you would practice the dance steps and your father would be holding a belt in his hand. Is that what you just said?
Yes. And he would tear you up if you missed. And so we, not only were we practicing, we were nervous rehearsing, because he sat in a chair and he had this belt in his hand. And if you didn't do it the right way, he would tear you up, really get you. But so, I got it a lot of times, but I think my brother Marlon got it the most, because he had a hard time at first, and he tried so hard, and it was always, do it like Michael, do it like Michael, you know. But the others were very nervous, and I was nervous too, you know, because he was tough.